R-10. Hello everyone, this is Jake Gross. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about the new Microsoft desktop themes and games in Star. So, in last December, I did a podcast on the classic Windows themes under NT4. Using a Dolphin installer, right? Well, I poured that to Advanced INF, but that just wasn't enough. I decided to take some of the other stuff from Microsoft Plus, from Windows Millennium, like the task scheduler, which actually works on Windows 2000, which is interesting. I took the compression agent from Windows 98. Well, even though we don't really need to do that anymore, and Windows 9X includes it, I included the compression agent files for convenience purposes. I included the fonts that the theme relies on, even though I don't really need them since I'm visually impaired. You know, I don't really need the fonts, but I just decided to include them. I included the pinball game from Windows Millennium, which will not run under 2000 or XP or any more modern or NT-based Windows for that matter. Now, you're probably wondering why I included the version from Windows Millennium. Well, I just decided to include the version from Microsoft Plus because, you know, I'm kind of weird that way, because I decided to include the version from Windows Millennium rather than the one that you get from Windows 2000 XP, which can be found in the games folder. And so, I also took more advantages of Advanced INF 2.5 and Extract 32, which is the engine I use to extract cap files. Because literally, this installer has cap files inside it, rather than 615 files, which is what will be installed if you're on 9X. On NT, Pinball will not be installed because the version included does not work under NT. Spider Solitaire will be installed, but it will not work on NT4. Pinball actually will not work on Windows 95. Compression Agent will not be installed under NT because it's 9X. The fonts will be installed under both 9X and NT. Themes will be both installed under 9X and NT. Screensavers, 9X and NT. System files, like Theme Manager, like the Themes Control Panel and the Desktop API files and Microsoft JPEG Engine. And, what was that other one? I don't remember. Will be installed both in 9X and NT. The Plus files, like the Theme Manager application, and the Plus DLL and the Task Scheduler, will both be installed in 9X and NT. The help files for the pinball games, Spider Solitaire, and Compression Agent. Well, that's a bit of an interesting cap file because Extract 32 has a function that literally lets you extract certain files from a cap file. So under 9X, everything will be extracted from help.cap. On NT, only spider.chm and spider.hlp will be extracted because pinball doesn't work under NT and compression agent will not work under NT. Now let's actually open the installer. I'm going to open 7-zip. Oh, by the way, I managed to extract the WAV files out of the screensavers because they were labeled kind of weird. Like, one, like, for baseball was like 123.wave. The Dangerous Creatures was 1234.wave. So, in order to have them in one folder, I named Dangerous Creatures like 5, 6, 7, 8, and so on for all the other screensavers. And I put them in a 7Z on my website in the root folder called Windows Screensaver Sounds.7Z. Let's open the installer.
Start menu.
Like, let's open it from the developer's side. Like, let's actually go into 7-Zip and open what, see what's inside.
No, 7-Zip, taskbar, CRTM, 1 of 9.
I was...
Phone, 2006, Skype, 2, program...
Yes, I was actually... I actually opened the Skype exe to see if I could get the WAV files out of it. But, well, apparently I can't.
C:, 1 of 29, G, ProScan, 1 of 34, T, Tech, TTF.
Now let's, and we're also going to look at, we're going to do a long podcast today. I'm actually going to look at the INF file and see what, let's actually take a look and what numbers are assigned to everything.
Happy voices,
after we look at the contents of, Look, no, no, it's not Zappy Boy. After you look at the contents of our EXE.
Tyler Utility, one of 81T, top themes EXE, systems 7.
Yes, I'm using this science sound scheme.
Open archive, C, pro C, one of 14.
Yep, I also have the dot dot thing at the. I also enabled that in 7-zip, because I actually think that's useful. So I could kind of know how many files are in a folder, because it says 1 of 14, and just take one out, because it's 13 anyway.
CMP agent cap.
Compression agent files. This is the cabinet file where all your compression stuff is. Let's look at the size.
CMP agent cab, 356,
164. I'm talking about
menu.
Around 356k. Let's open it.
One of 10. One of
then 10. We have 9 files in here.
CMP agent exe.
The application.
Compact DLL.
A DLL.
DRV space clip.
Now it uses the drive space engine for its compression. The compression agent is the application. Let's look at the
DRV space spin. DRV space stat. DRV space exe. DRV space inf. DRV space sys. Nacomp exe. Nacomp in.
Nacomp.exe. Nacomp.inf. I'm not sure what those are for.
CMP.
Now that's compression agent.
Font cab 1132094.
Font dot cab.
7:43 Tuesday, July 26th.
Oops.
7:43 p.m. Screen off.
So font dot cab is about 1.
Font cab 1100.
1.1 megabytes.
1 of 23.
We have 22 fonts.
Amel TTF, Ant Clam TTF, Ant Clammy TTF, Ant Clai TTF, Pecant TTF, Calist TTF, Carpent TTF, Carpentor TTF, Gothic TTF, Gothic TTF, Gothic by TTF, Gothic I TTF, Landwa TTF, Elsansi TTF, Elsansuni TTF, Madis TTF, NWGTHC TTF, NWGTHCB TTF, NWGTHCI TTF, Arcreeks TTF, Tempsitk TTF, Western TTF.
Yep. Oh, I got those out of Windows Millennium. And then got compression agent from 98.
Font help cab.
Help. Let's look in help.cab and see what we have.
1 of 9.
We have 8 files here.
DRV space CHM, DRV space CMT, DRV space HLP, pinball CHM, pinball CMT, pinball HLP, spider CHM, spider HLP, help cab, pinball cab.
Now, pinball cab is all your pinball files.
Help cab, 154,533.
Oh, help.cab is over 154 kilobytes.
Pinball cab, 1,284,154.
And, you know, pinball.cab is 1.28 megabytes.
1 of 68.
All your pinball files, like your...
Contact, pinball dat, pinball exe, pinball mid, pinball 2 mid, sound 1 web, wave mix in, table BMP, sound 999 web, 67.
Bitmap in your wave mix information file.
Pinball plus cab.
Plus dot cab.
1 of 4, 1
of
4.
Now this doesn't... Let's actually look at the size of that.
Plus cab, 83,168.
Only 83 kilobytes, so it's a small. It's probably the smallest cabinet file here.
C. ProScan, 1 of 4, plus DLL, 143,360.
Plus.dll, I think, is the main DLL, but the themes.exe, I don't think it relies on that. I'm not sure.
SysAgent.exe, 36,864.
Sys the task scheduler program.
Themes.exe.
And themes.exe are the theme manager program.
Themes.exe, 114,608, plus cap, SCRM, SBR cap.
Now all your...
1 of 34.
All your screensaver files.
45. Tuesday, July 20th, screen off.
Real touch is kind of getting annoying.
3D flower box SCR, 3D flying arm, 3D maze SCR, 3D pipes SCR, 3D text SCR, baseball DLL, baseball SCR, dangerous creatures DLL, dangerous creatures SCR, flying windows SCR, inside your computer DLL, inside your computer SCR, 38,400. Jungle DLL, Jungle SCR, Leonardo da Vinci DLL, Leonardo da Vinci SCR, Mystery DLL, Mystery SCR, Nature DLL, Nature SCR, Science SCR, Space DLL, Space SCR, Sports DLL, Sports SCR, The 60th USA SCR, The Golden Era DLL, The Golden Era SCR, Travel DLL, Travel SCR, Underwater DLL, Underwater SCR, Windows SCR.
Now all those DLL files you heard are files that that the theme uses for like its sounds and bitmap images and stuff.
SCRM SDR cab 4548969.
Now the theme this cabinet is about 4.5 megabytes.
Spider cab 249181.
And this is about 250 kilobytes. The spider cabinet file.
1 of 4 cards with web. 5 yeah. Spider exe wind web.
Couple wave files in spider exe. Okay, so The reason I include those WAV files is because I was looking through some information files on my Windows Millennium VM, and apparently it required those, or it, like, needed them, because it, like, in the delete section, if you wanted to uninstall Spider, it would have tell you to, it would say delete these two WAV files. And apparently, I managed to extract two files out of the resources of Spider.exe, which I believe to be what these two WAV files will represent. Like, cards.wav is like card shuffling, the card shuffling sound that it plays, which is really Utopia, one of the Utopia sounds in the Utopia sound scheme. And wind.wav, everything, like win, like if you win the game, I don't know. It's basically the ta-da sound I extracted.
Type system cab 265.68.
The system.cab is all your system, core system files for the themes, and well, mostly core system files for stuff. It's about 260k.
See, drop 1 of 8.
You have like 7 files in here.
Dscapy 16 DLL. What? Dscapy 32 DLL.
We just cut desktop APF files. I don't know if it really needs those, but those were included in the information file for themes on Windows Millennium.
JPEG 32 FLT, MSJPEG 32 DLL.
The JPEG files, which apparently are required, because if you don't have those installed and registered properly, you will have, you will basically, your wallpapers will not be applied for some reason.
Themes CPL.
The themes.cpl is your control panel icon.
Wild 32 DLL.
Wild 32.dll and
WL32DLL.
WL32DLL.dll. They're the two screensaver core files.
System themes cab 53.
And the themes.cab is probably the largest.
60. Gross 1 of 554.
We have 553 files in here. I'm not going to go through all this.
Themes in.
And you're probably wondering, well, these cap files are useless without an INF file. But after that, we have your core install files. Let's actually open the INF file.
Themes in version.
You have your typical version string.
Signature dollar Chicago dollar advanced INF 2.5 and blank.
Don't really touch that.
Destination dires.
Destination dires or destination dirs. Let's look at these.
Plus 25.
25 is the Windows directory, so these the plus.cab will be, well, it will, this section is mainly for the uninstaller part, so plus, it will look for files in the plus section in the Windows directory. So the files listed in the plus section of this INF file, the NSR will look for those files in the Windows directory.
Themes 25 themes.
Now, the themes are stored in Windows / themes. Or your Windows directory / themes.
Screensaver 25 system.
Now your screensaver / system. Or Windows directory / system, because the thing is the theme files didn't kinda said windire / system instead of systemdir or whatever. So I had to extract it to a more specific location.
System 11
is your System 32 folder. We're on 64-bit, your Tiswa 64 folder.
Fonts 20.
20 is your Windows fonts directory.
CMPagent 25, CMPagent.
Code, the compression agent is going to be cop. Is, and so we'll look for those in Windows directory / CMPagent.
Pinball 24, pinball.
Now, pinball will be looked for in C:\pinball instead of C:\pinball. Because I originally put it in C:\windows / pinball, but, you know, I decided to take advantage of 24. So, yeah.
Spider 24, spider.
Spider will be installed to C:\ spider.
Help 18.
Help will be installed to 18, which is your Windows help directory. So, I'm taking advantage of these numbers, basically.
Help NT 18.
Help NT, okay. This is kind of interesting because I had to specify help, well, like for everything under 9x. Help NT is the section that will be run under NT and it will list spider.chm and spider.hlp. So I just put those two things there.
In file 17.
Information file will be 17, which is our information directory.
Delete cab 25 r cache.
Delete cab I'm still wondering what that thing is that minus four.
Blank. Default install.
Default install? Let's
check admin rights one.
Check admin rights one.
Copy files in file.
Copy files in file. Well, that's because we have some sections that tell to extract things from the cap files.
Add reg, add registry.
Add stuff to the registry, obviously.
Run post setup commands run 9x.
Run 9x.
Blank.
This is the, and now we have
default install NT.
Default install NT.
Check admin rights one. Copy files in file. Add reg, add registry. Run post setup commands run NT.
Two separate sections.
Blank. Run 9x.
Run 9x. Let's see what that says.
Extract 32y plus cabl 25.
And it looks like, yeah, plus that cab is exact to your Windows folder.
Extract 32y themes cabl 25 themes.
And Windows Access themes, obviously.
Extract 32y scrm sbr cabl 25 system.
Your Windows system direct Windows Access system. Kind of the same directories we saw here, but this is where we take advantage of it. Extract 32.
Extract 32y system cabl 11. Extract 32y fonts cabl 20. Extract 32y cm pageant cabl 25 cm pageant. Extract 32y pinball cabl 24 pinball. Extract 32y spider cabl 24 spider. Extract 32y help cabl 18. Blank.
Now that's 9x. Extract everything, but under NT. We have some slightly different instructions.
Run NT. Extract 32y plus cabl 25. Extract 32y themes cabl 25 themes. Extract 32y scrm sbr cabl 25 system. Extract 32y system cabl 11. Extract 32y fonts cabl 20. Extract 32y spider cabl 24 spider. Extract 32y help cab spider chml 18.
See, it said spider.chm, so I didn't tell it to extract everything from help.cab.
Extract 32y help cab spider hlpl 18.
And spider.hlp. Yeah, fortunately, there's only two files, so I won't have to do it like a million times.
Blank. Add registry.
Add registry.
HKL.
Two boring registry entries.
HKL. Remove registry. Remove cabinet.
Remove cabinet.
Blank. Delete themes ext plus.
Plus.
Plus DLL. Sysagent TXE, themes EXE, blank.
Yep, you three files that we saw in that cabinet, they're listed here. So you told to extract it. And the uninstaller looks in this plus section. I mean, we saw what each section, we saw the destination directories for each section. We're seeing a section itself, that being plus.
Themes.
Now, this is like a huge directories. I mean, I use like directories to stuff.
Five left bracket.
Let's go to next. Screensavers.
Three D base baseball dangerous creatures.
Are you still able to screensavers?
Five dialog left bracket. Themes in the black system.
Now this is this is a really long script.
These cap jets with the blank fonts.
This is what we saw before.
Spider CHS blank.
The only two files listed.
In file.
Information or INF file.
Themes blank. Uninstall.
Uninstall.
Begin prompt. Begin prompt. Begin
section.
Prompt. End prompt. End prompt. Prompt. Section.
Didn't really need to make any changes to those, actually.
Del files plus.
Del files. Let's see what this says.
Del files plus. Themes. Screensavers. System. Fonts. CM pageant. Pinball. Spider. Help.
Yep. And under 9x, all the files. It will. The uninstaller will access all those sections and read the destination DIRS section to know what to do in the uninstallation process.
Del DIRS delete DIRS. Del reg remove registry. Clean up one blank. Uninstall NT.
Uninstall NT. We have slightly different instructions.
Begin prompt and del files plus C. End carriage written end prompt del. And del.
Let's see what del files says.
And del files plus themes, screensavers, system, fonts, spider, help NT.
Yep, see, no pinball or CMP agent, but help NT is there.
Del dyers, delete dyers. Intel Wrench remove red, click blank. Cleanup work, begin prompt. Prompt uninstall, begin prompt section. Prompt uninstall prompt.
Yep, this is your uninstall prompt.
Button type yes, no. Title uninstall, blank. End prompt section. Prompt uninstall done, blank. Delete dires.
Delete dires, let's see what this says.
24 pinball. 24 spider. 25 CM pageant. 25 themed, blank.
Well, I mean, I guess I could have made slightly separate sections for 9X and T, but I didn't. It's not a big deal anyway.
Source disks names.
Source disks names.
One disk name themes 0.
Themes is disk 0.
Source disks files. CM pageant cab. Fonts cab. Help cab. Pinball cab. Plus cab. SCRN SDR cab. Spider cab. System cab. Themes cab. Themes inf. Blank.
Yep.
Strings.
Strings are your little strings.
Add disk uninstall on disk and the correct version of unpack DLL was not found. Installation halted. Disk name Windows Desktop Themes and Games. Uninstall Windows Desktop Themes and Games uninstall. Uninstall prompt. Are you sure you want to remove Windows Desktop Themes and Games? Uninstall done. Windows Desktop Themes and Games has been removed. Blank. 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 Blank.
So, yep, that was actually, in fact, just for safety reasons, I'm going to edit this. I'm going to add... make a slight... I'm going to add...
7-zip. Themes in.
Because I still have...
File. Themes in. No. C. ProScan.com. C. ProScan.com. Audacity. Panel.
I still have the build script for this, actually.
Start me. Blank. 7-zip. Tab. C. W. Win 90. Win not. Windows. Windows. Win 32.exe. T. Talk it. Talk. Themes. EXE. Context. Syst. Open. 6-7. Open. Archive. Extract. File. Extract button, extract C, colon, backslash, double, A, N, T, A, P, A, E, A, 0, C, pro, audacity, run, colon,
do my little editing,
local disk,
add some stuff
w,
here,
win themes, web, items, T, themes inf 11 of 13, themes inf notepad, F, find dialog, find word, D, I, R, D, D, E, L, E, T, E, D, D, E, T, E, D, E, L, D, I, R, S, themes inf note, del dires, delete dires, del click la, unip, begin, end, pro, del files, plus, del, de, epi, a blank, uninstall, empty, begin, end, pro, del files, plus, del dires, delete dires, delete dire, carriage, s, r, e, carriage, return, dot, n, t, del dires, delete dires, empty, del, cleanup, blah, begin, prompt, section, blank, del, de, de, end, del files, plus, del dires, delete, del reg, remove, registry, del dires, delete dires, empty, del, click, blank, begin, pr- proper, top, blah, end, prop, blah, delete dires, del dires, delete dires, empty, del, click, proper, type, blah, end, prompt, prompt, blah, delete, care, left, bracket, delete, selected.
Now copy that to the clipboard.
Blank, source, did, blank, source, blah, source, did, care, left, blank, 25 themes, 25 CM pageant. Care percent. 25 CM pageant percent. Delete. Delete. Percent. 24 pinball percent. Select carriage right S. Right rack dot. N. T. 10. T. A dot. Delete dires empty. Left 25 themes. Delete dires empty. Delete dires. Delete dires empty. 24 spider. 25 themes. Blank. Source disks name.
Alright. Let me actually.
Version. Find dialog. MT.
I'm going to look for MT. Hopefully I didn't type anything wrong.
Notepad dialog cannot find dialog.
Oh, I also wanted to show you that sound.
System, find dialog, themes inf note.
Now I'm going to press Control S. Alt F4.
Win themes, items view list, themes inf 11 of 30. Unpack the
clear an ADV pack. Disk,
delete file, win the head, CM pageant cam, W95 inf 30. Delete, win the themes, W95. Delete, win themes, audacity, app. Start VMware 7-zip, tab C, 16-bit
and I'm going to extract the iExpress zip file I have.
Context systems open up 6-0 extract extract dialog C, selection remove colon, backslash C, pro, on that, run C colon, backslash I, E, X, P, R, E, S, backslash I, E, X, P, R, E, S, P, X, P, desk, iExpress with open a browse button.
I'm going to locate
open
my
dialog items, artists, themes, and
my build script.
Type. I expect cancelled. I expect back next. Next. I X.
Now out tabbed out. And I'm actually gonna upload this once it's done compiling. I just hit tab, but if I start hearing things, I'll know it's done compiled. Let's see.
Back but finished. Okay, Audacity panel.
Now I'm actually gonna
run .c colon test local dict g close items u utilities 20 of 30 items I express item t themes yet item g items u ut items move and rip utility run a p double a c c p l test
I'm gonna
program
uninstall my
double windows dept.
This in this original desktop themes thing before I rebuilt it.
Windows desktop themes and games uninstall dialog are no yes but
delete
file dialog can probe Windows desktop programs and utilities ahead themes yet Windows desktop no yet no yes but with utility
yep.
CAD extract util util
this thing extracting
Windows desktop themes and games dot utilities items view list
now let's
run dialog
type
p double r c dot c p l desk programs Windows desktop themes and Windows yes yes about why deleting files dialog cancel button Windows desktop program and utilities items view list
let me just make sure the spider
type
gone.
C colon backslash s p r d e r c spider dialog run
yep.
Dialog desktop UT head themes yes Windows no yes no yes but with UT C A D X UT Windows desktop themes utility
now
8:04 PM date modified edit 7/26/2016 8:03 PM renowned themes yet C A D X on that K F files it check for up files file sub sit new network server sub reconnect control R R three Koopa 16:1 of 81 top themes yet C upload you Jake Broska okay, Jake. List not selected. 1 of 81.
And it's uploading.
Not selected. 1 of 81.
All right. So.
Audacity.
Let's actually look at the themes manager interface. So we got the big development thing out of the way. I just feel like I should start doing podcasts on stuff that I actually code because I want to kind of spread the word about some of this stuff and its uses and strategies you can use in advanced INF. I pretty much have, like, when I started with advanced INF, I think I mentioned this before, when I started, I was, like, really confused. I was not confident in developing scripts with this. I was so into Dolphin. I was, like, so into it. Then I started kind of delving into advanced INF and research and figuring some stuff out, and then writing my scripts, and then figuring my own strategies for stuff because it's a really powerful installer, but really lightweight. Yeah. So, let's look at the themes manager.
Running at T, internet at
wait.
Run dialog T, A, E, A, E, S.
Yeah, I'm going to type themes.
Desktop themes dialog theme. Come save as button I'll
save
test.
As
preview grouping screen
screensaver
screensaver
and it's just a screensaver thing. Some of these actually have sound effects.
Desktop.
I'm actually gonna switch to a theme that does have sound.
Save as theme combo bot get inside your compare mystery high color desktop themes dialog preview of mystery high color theme. Delete button up preview grouping screensaver but pointers sounds etc. Button alt P. Screensaver button alt R.
I'm gonna press space to go to the screensaver.
Case unknown.
Kind of like creepy haunted house music. And then your creaking door. anyway.
Desktop themes dot read pointers. South.
Let's see what the all these pointers and sounds. Let's look at that dialog box.
Preview mystery high color dialog. Property page preview. File name. C. Windows themes mystery arrow cursor. Mouse pointer type. List. Normal select C. Help select.
Maybe mouse pointers.
Help select. Normal select C. Help select C. Window working in background C. Busy C. Precision select C. Text select C. Handwriting C. With unavailable C. Window handwriting C. Unavailable C. Vertical resize C. Horizontal resize C. Diagonal resize 1 C. Diagonal resize 2 C. Move C. Wind alternate select C. Tab control. Tab control. Sounds tab. Property page icon. File name. C. Windows themes mystery asterisk web. Sound event. List asterisk.
Let me actually see if my sounds actually changed.
Equals.
Let's see.
Desktop equals.
Nope.
Preview mystery. High color dialog. Close asterisk C. Win close program. 2 of 20. Critical stop C. Default beep C. Default sound C. Empty recycle bin C. Exclamation C. Exit window C. Maximize C. Menu command C. Window menu pop-up C. Minimize C. Open program. Program error C. Question C. Restore down C. Restore up C. Bring in. A bring out. Start window C.
So those are your sounds.
Tab control. Tab control. Visual property page picture. File name. C. Windows themes mystery wallpaper JPG. Visual element. List. Wallpaper bitmap. C. My computer icon. C. Network neighborhood icon. C. Recycle bin full icon. C. Recycle bin empty icon. C. Screensaver. C. Window file. Close button. Desktop settings grouping. Click OK or apply to apply the selected settings to Windows Millennium. Screensaver checkbox checked out. V.
Yep. I noticed that these, there are like different versions of this themes manager thing. Like I think one actually came with the Windows NT 4 resource kit and it said click OK or apply to some, like it basically said the same thing, but for NT it said for Windows NT. For 95 it said for Windows 95. For Windows 98 it said for Windows 98 because it thinks it's running under that Windows version of Windows. Realistically, it doesn't have to. So we have
screensaver checkbox check.
We can apply screensaver if we want.
Sound events checkbox check.
Sound events.
Mouse pointers checkbox checked alt M.
Mouse pointers.
Desktop wallpaper checkbox checked alt
wallpaper.
W. Icons checkbox checked alt. Colors checkbox checked alt.
Colors.
Font names and styles checkbox check. Content window sizes checkbox checked alt Z.
Yep.
Okay. Cap apply theme. Combo box.
I'm just going to switch to
under white window and million art cafe current windows. They take in just Mr. Nate Leonardo Jungle to inside. Desktop. You prompt close the program
button. What the heck?
The desktop the audacity.
Oh, crashed.
Run dialog type the TAEE. Desktop themes dialog. Stay in jolly mystery jungle inside your desktop. Cap okay. Audacity.
Now we changed our sounds.
Pain.
So we do this.
Slash.
Yep. And we'll have different sounds. Let's look at the screen.
Run dialog type the TAEE. Desktop themes say preview group say unknown.
Yep, it had a little beep. It's probably visual stuff on the screen, but I don't really see it. I'm gonna let it run through.
Desktop. Desktop themes dialog. Pre-point. Okay. Theme. Cancel. Desktop themes dialog. Desk. Audacity on desktop. Check. Close the space on that.
Whatever. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast on the installer portion and this little theme manager. As I have my latest podcast, we're getting too technical, but I just feel like I have to show how my install scripts are written and kind of advocate for this lightweight installer, because a lot of people these days, they're using like these installers that are either inaccessible or full of malware. I mean, I'm not saying everybody's installers are inaccessible or full of malware, but there are just people and companies that want money and just they install like malware and spyware and adware on your computer. And they're just installers that are not really accessible. And of course there are programs installers that are accessible today, but the problem is you can't really open them with normal archiving software, because you could probably open them with like Uni Extractor. I'll probably cover that in another podcast, but you can't really open them with 7-zip. So, you know, InvaSanif is great. It's a great installer. I've had no bad luck with it. I've always gotten it to do what I want it to do. I've always figured out strategies. You know, it's a really lightweight and customizable installer. So, hope you guys enjoy this podcast, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.